So fare thee well, sweet Liza, dear, and farewell to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys, I left on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, and I do have money in store, I'll go back and that I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. From Derry Cay we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound out for America. Fresh water
Liza, dear, and farewell to Derry town. And twice farewell to me, comrade boys, I left on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, and I do have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed we lass that I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Well, after a week we all were seasick, not a man on board was free, and we were all taken to our rooms. There was no one to pity poor me, no mother dear, no father kind, to lift up my head when it was sore. And that made me think more on the last that I left on Paddy's shamrock shore.
So fare thee well, sweet Liza, dear, and farewell to Derry town.
Twice farewell.
And twice farewell to me, comrade boys, I left on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, and I do have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lass that I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Well, we safely reached the other side in 23 days. We're taken as passengers by a man and led round in 6 different ways. And each of us drank up a party in glass in case we might never meet more. And that made me think more on the last that I left on Paddy.
So fare thee well, sweet Liza, dear, and farewell to Derry town. And twice farewell to me, comrade boys, I left on that sainted ground. If fortune ever should favour me, and I do have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lass that I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Thank you. Another tune we learned from Tom Vernon, Tom McCaffrey. And it's called The Day I Met Tom Moylan, or Tom Moylan. I don't really know how to pronounce it. And after that, we're going to do a tune called Rakish Patty, which I learned from a mandolin player named Evan Stein. Malcolm's going to do sort of an unusual thing with the hammer dulcimer on this one. He's going to pluck it instead of hammer.
In England, I found out that really wasn't too unusual, that they pluck it a lot. In fact, some people pluck the dulcimer and that's all.
In Ireland, playing flute and fiddle, there's a whole other area of playing that's really important, which is playing slow airs, which are probably the way in which a player can do most of his improvising and be really free and personally expressive, and it's consequently really difficult to do that well. And it's usually what it is an instrumental version of a song with words, and it's really necessary to know the words to the song before you can do an air justice. So I'm going to try to do one. The air is called Near the Mountain Streams Where the Moorcocks Crow. And from that we'll go into another reel which we learned from our friends in Cleveland called the Glen Allen reel.
Thank you.
This is a responsorial. You say, no, John, no, and I sing the verse. On yonder hill there lives a lady, and to woo her I will go. I will ask her if she'll be my true love, whether she answers yes or no. No,
John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
She is a fair and handsome creature, and to woo her I will go. I will ask her if she'll be my true love, whether she answers yes or no.
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
Oh, tell me one thing, tell me truly, tell me why you scorn me so. Tell me why, when asked a question, that you always answer no.
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
My father was a Spanish merchant, and before he went to sea, he told me to be sure and answer no to all you said to me.
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
Oh, if when walking through the garden, plucking flowers all wet with dew, tell me, would you be offended if I walk and talk with you?
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
And if when walking through the garden, I should ask you to be mine, tell me, would you be offended? Would you then my heart decline?
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
Oh, madam, shall I tie your garter? Tie it just above your knee. And if my hand should slip a bit farther, would you think amiss of me?
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
My love and I went to bed together, there we lay till cocks did crow. Unbound your arms, my truest jewel, unbound your arms and let me go.
No, John, no, no, John, no, no, John, no, John, no, John, no.
We're going to do several tunes now. We learned from another Irish friend of ours. His name is Michael Kennedy. He's 77 years old, lives in Covington, Kentucky, and he looks exactly like Santa Claus. So you guys be sure to reckon. Well, that's right. He's also got a record coming out on June Apple Records, Appleseed Project, which John McCutcheon had a lot to do with. He plays a melodeon, and he was born in Galway, Ireland, lived there till he was 23, I think, and then moved to Cincinnati, and then to Covington. Anyway, he's a great musician. And so now we're going to play a single jig called Lanigan's Ball, which we learned from him as soon as I point the microphone down to the concertina.
Thank you.
Time for nothing at all. Many of the time I've been to Dublin just in time for Lanigan's ball. I had a wife, I got no good of her, so I took the knife and cut the head of her. I took a knife and cut the head of her just in time for Lanigan's ball.
John?
John asked me to tell you those words.
Anyway.
Now that you're all depressed,
we'll have to sing it with the hat with a little thing on the top. These are two reels that Michael does, the Heather Breeze and then Michael Kennedy's reel, because he doesn't know the name of it.
Now we're going to do a march, Irish march, called Lord Mayo. And this is one of a group of really old Irish tunes that still survives. It was played by the Irish harpers back in the Renaissance, in the 1600s and later. And this came from a time when Ireland was still in the feudal system, and there was the name of the song refers to the Lord of County Mayo, Lord Mayo. And then after that, we're going to go into a slip jig, an Irish slip jig called the Butterfly. Oh, we learned this march also from Tom Byrne and Tom McCaffrey.
Thank you.
could save a lot of trip if I memorized what I was doing when I was sitting down. So anyway, here's one more reel we learned from Tom Byrne and Tom McCaffrey called The Silver Spear. And we're going to follow that by another reel called The Trip to Duro, which we learned from the piping of Leo Rosum, who's deceased just a few years ago, but was a really fabulous Irish pipe player.
I don't work for a living. And of course everybody knows musicians don't work for a living. But the song is, I thought it was an English music hall song, because I learned it from a Scotsman named Jimmy Cooper, who plays the dulcimer. In fact, we visited him, John McCutcheon and I visited him this past January. And he lives in Dorset. Southern England. He's originally from Glasgow, where my grandfather's from. And he used to play the dulcimer with friends when he was young, any dulcimer that he happened to have around. He went through them pretty rapidly because he would take them and put them on his bicycle and bicycle up the eastern side of Scotland with some friends and play in the streets for a few bob until the coppers told him to quit, and then he had to chuck it, and then sell it to the nearest buyer, and then bicycle back. And the song was written in New York in the 1920s, and it made its way over there, and he added a few things to it, and some of the lines he added a few more bottles of whiskey and other things. Really made it Scottish.